Thank you much, Greg Hallbleib. Again, 63-50. The Redbirds win their way into the championship game of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament for the fifth time in the last 10 years. Phil Fain with a splendid performance. 6 points, 11 rebounds, three assists. Another three-assist game for Phil Fain and a couple of blocks. And, Phil, you looked a little more comfortable out there today than you did yesterday.
Yeah, I think it was just me settling in, getting used to the new atmosphere and everything. And all my teammates and everything were telling me, just come out the next day, do better than you did yesterday. You'll be all right. Just come out, do what you know how to do. And that was rebound.
A little bit of nervousness yesterday, would you say?
I would say for the first half of yesterday, I had a little bit of nervousness, but it's all settled now. I'm ready to play.
Having never been to this tournament as a player, as a kid, what do you think of the environment? You want to come back?
Oh, yeah. Every year. Until I graduate, I want to come back. I love this.
Well, you will be back here next year and the year after, and you can come back as a fan after that. It is a great affair, and it's so well run. You guys were, I mean, you played well yesterday, no question about it, but even more locked in, I would say, today into what you had to accomplish to win this game. Why was that?
We just taught ourselves we need to just come out hard and play every game like we need to, like we played the first time. And we came out a little bit harder this time. And we taught ourselves defense is a big key this time. So we came out and got a lot of stops and everything.
Southern Illinois gave you guys a good go of it in each of the first two games. You got a big lead early, and then the challenge is to keep the intensity going, which you did do. But how hard is it to do that?
It's hard at times, but, you know, if you have teammates and everybody behind you, somebody to keep you going, like, come on, keep pushing. This is what we need. And we have those, having the leaders on our team like Paris Lee, Tony Wills, and McCall, and Deontay Hawkins. So they're always there to motivate us, tell us to keep going. The job's not done until the second half, 0-0, we're in the locker room. The job's never done.
Well, this next game about to start, Missouri State and Wichita State. Of course, the Shockers are the only team in the Missouri Valley that has beaten you this year and the only team that's scored a win over the Redbirds over the last 21 games. On the other hand, Missouri State, a team that nearly beat you in Springfield, Missouri. So both of them obviously will present a challenge. Are you more eager to play one than the other, would you say, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. We just know the next day we have to come out and play basketball like we play basketball, no matter who it's against.
Well, we're eager to see you guys play again, Phil. Yeah. Redbird fans are here in huge numbers. That's helped, hasn't
big,
it?
Big time. We love our fans. We're happy. I didn't expect so much to show up, but they really came out, and we love them for that.
And only 21 minutes playing today, you got to be eager to get right back out there. You should have a full tank tomorrow, shouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, I should have a full tank tomorrow. Come out explosive.
Well, we'll let you go and start getting a little rest to the extent you need it before
right.
Tomorrow. 1 o'clock game. We'll see you then, Phil Fain.
Well, thank you.
Get your game face on.
That's the sophomore from California, Phil Fain, who was a big part of Illinois State's 63-50 triumph over the Southern Illinois Salukis. So the Redbirds now 27-5 on the season, headed into their final Missouri Valley Conference tournament game, as they will take on either Wichita State or Missouri State, whoever wins this game that is about to start here at Scott Trade Center in St. Louis. Game time, 1 o'clock, a little after 1 o'clock, actually. We'll be on the air at noon. We hope that if you're not here now, you can come down here and cheer on the Birds to what would be a gigantic victory. It would mean an automatic berth in the NCAA tournament. Certainly, Redbird fans hope that with this victory and with 27 wins now here for the 16-17 season, the Birds have already nailed down an at-large berth in case they need it, but there's no guarantee of that. And so the Birds are looking, well, for more reasons than one, to win the tournament championship tomorrow. We eagerly await that game. My thanks to our in-studio producer and host, Greg Hallbleib, and the crew here at Scott Trade Center, Brian Bloodworth, along with engineer Nick McClintock, my colleague Mike Matthews, and yours truly, Dick Ludke, repeating the final score in today's game one more time. Redbirds 63, Southern Illinois 50. Until tomorrow, so long for now.